97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present The Art of Potential, an illuminating talk show dedicated to getting your community educated, hired, and inspired. The Art of Potential combines real-world knowledge and expertise aimed at helping our community reach their full potential. Now, The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show. Oh my gosh, we have such a very fun show in store for you today. We are going to learn about one of the most amazing organizations in Chapel Hill, our very own homegrown Skajaja Fund. I know you've got to wonder, what could that possibly be? And to explain it, I have here Miss Charlotte White. Welcome, Charlotte.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. So, Charlotte, can you tell us about what the Skajaja Fund is and why everybody should know what it is?
Sure. It started back in 2008. My sister-in-law had an idea for her birthday. She wanted to teach her family how to pay it forward. And so she gave everyone from the youngest was my son, who was five at the time, up to her father-in-law, who was about in his 70s. So we had this whole range of ages, and gave us each money to pay it forward. Said, come back on my birthday, tell me what you did with the money. So we were all like, oh, okay. And so we came back. And
how much money did she give you?
She gave us each a $100 bill.
Oof.
Which was
very nice.
Yeah. So it was really neat to see what everyone kind of did. And my son gave his money to Rainbow Soccer, so a kid could play Rainbow Soccer. And my daughter gave her money to her art teacher because she couldn't buy art supplies.
Yep.
And so there were just all these other things. And so she did it again the next year. And we were all like, okay, now we got to do this again, which is fun trying to figure out what to do with your money. So my husband, Eric, her brother, and I decided that we wanted to do something that would maybe keep going. And so we decided to come up with a nonprofit, and we came up with a Skajaja Fund that funds kids to do extracurricular activities, which was kind of like what Kai had given his money to and my daughter. And because it was a pay it forward project, we wanted the recipients of the money to pay it forward also. So we formed the Skajaja Fund, which we got the name because when Kim and her family gives gifts, they sign it Skajaja, which is Scott, Kim, Josh, Ashley, Jessica, Adam, the six of them.
Okay.
So that's where Skajaja came from. We had no intention of it becoming so public. And so people, you know, we were like, oh, it's just our family thing. And, you know, wouldn't have to worry about people trying to pronounce it. And then it just kind of grew because the more people we told about it, the more people wanted to donate to it and come to our fundraisers and participate and volunteer. And so.
And now you're a Chapel Hill institution. And you're one. Tell me about your most recent fundraiser, because my daughter, who never wants to go out and do anything outside of her realm, she's in middle school, so like that's her world, but she desperately wanted to do your most recent fundraiser.
The Color of the Hill?
Color of the Hill, yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was actually the brainchild of one of my very active board members, Sandra Kamada. She went to a color run back in October. She called me from there and said, we are doing one of these. I said, really? In our spare time, we're going to do one? And she said, yes, we're doing one. So we actually, she had a great idea. We partnered with the Academy of Technology, which is part of the Chapel Hill Carver City Schools.
Awesome Academy.
At
Chapel High.
And there's about 70 kids in that. And then we also partnered with A Drink for Tomorrow, which was a UNC, they do water projects, international water projects. So it was a really good, you know, none of us have the manpower to do it on our own, but we all brought something to the table, and it turned out to be great.
Well, so tell me about what happens on this run.
So essentially, it was a 5K with our UNC connection. We got to use their cross-country course.
Awesome.
Which was really nice. And as you go through, you are colored powder is thrown on you. And so by the end, you're like tie-dye. Like your hair, you know, you have blue all over you and pink and yellow. And it's just fun. It was just a lot of fun. You have people with strollers all the way up to however ages, you know, running, walking. It's just fun.
Just being creative and having a good time. I mean, I think that's what the appeal was to my daughter. Was like the idea of getting colors thrown on you while running. Just
right.
For if you're in middle school, that's like totally awesome.
And so. we even got like 50 Y leaders to help volunteer. And so they got to throw all the color, which, you know, they got their friends to come. It was just, we had over 700 people, which was just amazing. We had food trucks. We had music. You know,
yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, Skajaja fun. It's going crazy around here, I tell you.
So.
Let's talk about some of the projects that Skajaja is funding. And to do that, we have an amazing group of panelists here. Let me tell you what. We have Chris Dargan, Aisha Davidson, and Chrissy Richardson. And they are going to share their stories about how the Skajaja Fund has impacted their lives and given them all these great opportunities. So we are going to start with Chris, who happens to be visiting. He is now a freshman at UNC Pembroke and rocking it, I'm sure. And he is going to tell us what his experience was and how it all worked. So how did it work? How did you connect with Skajaja?
Well, two summers ago, a program I'm in called Spoken Revolutions went on a bike tour, and we traveled the Underground Railroad, which is 1,800 miles. And the program is free, but we would travel through different states, and Skajaja actually gave me a scholarship so I would have some money in my pocket when we were going through the trip.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I'm sure it was, because there's nothing that's worse than being broke when...
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you. All right, so how... Now, you had to do some project, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they just give it to you?
Well, the money was given to me, but to pay it forward, I did a couple different community service events. There was Critical Mass. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I haven't. Tell me what it's about.
It's a community bike ride for kids, and it's held a couple times a year. I volunteered at that. Also, there was a youth bike summit in New York. We traveled to that, and we spoke to teens from all over the U.S. about the pros of biking and just spread awareness of the good things that biking can do. And also, over the summer when we took the trip, we went to a few national parks, and we actually volunteered helping them out with whatever they needed. So,
how many people were on your trip?
I think there was 12 in total.
12 people.
Yeah.
And was this led by Bob Brogdon and Supinda Keith? And,
yes, exactly. Okay. Kevin Hicks as well. And Rich... I'm going to mess up his last name. Gorgio, he was also there. So.
All right. So this group, Spoken Revolution, they take kids on bike trips. Your trip was through or down through the Underground Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know last year they went out west because we happened to intercept them at Yellowstone Park, which was very fun, I might add. By accident, we happened to connect there.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it was pretty wild to see all of the Spoken Revolution kids right there with the buffalo. So tell me how that trip impacted you?
Well, honestly, that to this day was probably the funnest trip I've ever been on. It really helped me grow as a person and really mature.
Because it's just you and your bike.
Yeah, exactly. There's no other way to get to the destination.
Nope.
It's just you and your bike.
It's raining, it's you and your bike.
Yeah, exactly. But even more so, it helped mature and helped me mature in a lot of different ways. Like, you had to be real responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Your bike is your only means of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take care of it. You need to take care of your body so you're able to go those miles. And just a lot of discipline, getting up on time, going to sleep early. So that trip really changed my life.
Well, that is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Chris. We are going to take
a
quick break, and when we come back, we are going to learn more about these wonderful projects the Skajaja Fund is funding. You are listening to the Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemster with The Art of Potential Show. We are having an amazing show right now. We are talking with Charlotte White, who oversees the Skajaja Fund and the kids that the fund has helped do things for. So, Charlotte, just to refresh us, how does the model of the Pay It Forward Skajaja Fund work?
How does it work?
Yes.
So we work with the family specialists.
Okay.
At the schools, which each school has their social workers, and
right.
they help us find the kids that want to do things
mm-hmm.
that they might not be able to do. And so it ranges from tutoring to summer camps to sports, whatever they want to do. And so then what we do is we give them money to do that, and then we ask them to pay it forward. And pay it forward means you do something for somebody without asking to be repaid. Like, in what I kind of tell people is, in exchange for the money we give you, you do something for someone else. So it can be volunteering at another nonprofit. It could be just helping your neighbor. It could be...
You're really open about what it is.
You could do whatever. And one of the people here had, like, her own toiletry drive for Haiti victims, like, just did her own thing, which
is amazing. I can't wait to hear about that. Well, let me talk to Miss Aisha Davidson. Hello, Aisha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So why don't you tell us about your experience? What did you do to pay it forward?
Well, a couple years ago, I was really, really little then. It seems like a long time. But I raised a lot of goods to send to Haiti because of the earthquake.
Yeah.
The disaster. And my mom, she helped me with the idea of, well, what do they need down there?
Mm-hmm.
So with the help of some of my friends and other good people, I collected toothbrushes and toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. They needed
like
that for sure.
Like little stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because they had nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then what did you do? You collected all these things and you sent them to Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did you do with the money that they gave you?
That money, gosh, where did it go? It went to a bunch of different places. I do things during the summer, like
mm-hmm.
camps, and I think that's what it mostly funded.
Campaigns,
that's right.
Yep, so tell me about campaigns.
Oh, it's so much fun. It was my favorite place to go for 5 years.
Well, where is it? What is it like?
It's in Winston-Salem. It's around Winston-Salem, like King, North Carolina. And
is it a sleepaway camp?
It's a sleepaway camp. It's up. It's not really in the mountains, but there's a mountain there.
Yep.
Beside, and it's 6 or 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through the Y, so you get up every morning, you eat breakfast, you go to chapel, and then the rest of the day is kind of yours. But
oh, wow.
You'll make really good friends there, and it's. I'm just so glad that I was able to do that with the money that
oh, yeah.
for me.
Are you still in touch with any of the people from campaigns?
Mm-hmm.
You are? So you
yeah.
made some lifelong friends there.
Yeah, I did.
How often have you gone back to campaigns?
I went every year. I didn't go last year, and I'm probably not going this year, but I'd like to get a job there as a counselor, maybe.
Yeah, you would be a great counselor.
You.
I can say that because I know Aisha and she's amazing. So I think she would be a great counselor. And also, I think it's important to know, Aisha, why don't you tell us how old you are?
16 tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Well, happy almost birthday. That is fantastic. So she's rounding out your junior year.
Sophomore
year.
Mm-hmm.
She's rounding out her sophomore year of high school, so you kind of see the transition. You'll be moving in the CIT program and all those counselors. They're so much fun.
Yep.
Summer camp things. All right, so now let's talk to Miss Chrissy Richardson.
Hello.
Hello, Chrissy. How are you, darling?
I'm good.
Good. I'm great. Having so much fun. All right, so why don't you tell us about your Pay It Forward? Like, what did you do to pay it forward?
To pay it forward with the money that I got from Skajaja, I volunteer at the Art Center, mm-hmm. and I really like to work with kids, so I work with their kid camp during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was like just a regular like 9 to 5, and then I did aftercare till 6:30.
Oh wow!
And I just basically played with the kids, just helped out with whatever they needed, and I just basically volunteered with the camp for about a straight week or two.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I bet you're an awesome babysitter, too.
Yeah, actually, I have a babysitting job.
Yeah, I bet you do. People who love kids and can play with them and take care of them are always a hot commodity. So, all right, so you volunteered with the Art Center. You kept all the kids happy and healthy and wholesome and creative and all that good stuff. And then what did you do with your money? Let's start at the very beginning.
From what I got from Skajaja. Mm-hmm. Well, they funded me in the summer of me going to 7th grade. I played the clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
And they funded me to be able to go to the UNCG Greensboro camp mm-hmm. for clarinet playing or band in general players
yep.
to go. And we learned basically different techniques from different very well-driven professors that were really mm-hmm. good. It was an overnight camp for about 4 days. And
so you were in 7th grade overnight on UNCG's campus.
So it was
look at
like
you
college.
If you could see her, she's got the biggest smile on her face. She's like, oh, yeah,
it was like
that was
college,
me.
And I was with my best friend, Olivia, and we both played clarinet at the time. So it was really fun. So they funded me to be able to go to that camp.
Okay. So how has that camp impacted your life?
Well, I don't play clarinet anymore, but it was a really good experience
mm-hmm.
overall.
Yeah.
And I'm really blessed to be able to have that experience. So it was really
I would imagine 7th grade, you're 12, 13 years old,
yeah.
you're feeling all big as you're walking around campus,
yep.
you know, back to kind of Chris's thing, you know, it teaches you a little bit about self-reliance mm-hmm. because if you get lost, there's just you and your friend Olivia running around.
And they had pretty good barriers, so I mean, it wasn't that she would
good.
Get lost, but like... I mean, keeping track of time, it taught you a lot of responsibility, as Chris was saying, with, like, making sure you're getting up early, because they're not going to come and wake you up.
Mm.
You have to get up by yourself
yeah.
and make sure you go to sleep on time, and it was really fun. It just taught me a good sense of responsibility and maturity mm. at an early age. So.
Oh, absolutely. I think camps do that, and Aisha, I'm sure campaigns did that for you, because, again...
Yes, it did.
When you're used to having your mom and dad around, and then it's like you, that's where I think a lot of personal growth happens.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the classroom where we like to think it does, but like those moments where there's no one to help you and you're like, woo, better figure this one out. All right, so you went to UNCG's music camp mm-hmm. coming out of Ms. Cutchins Phillips band program.
So much fun.
Yes. And what else have you done?
With Skajaja?
Yep.
Well, last summer, I go to East Chapel Hill High School, mm-hmm. and this season I made varsity as a freshman.
Wow!
And, yes.
No way!
Yes, and that summer they funded me to be able to go to UNC Wilmington with my team coming into high school with Coach Michelle Wood and the rest of the players from the other varsity teams. And we went there for 4 days, and we basically played games all day.
I bet you did.
5 games a day.
Oh.
Staying on campus.
Oh.
Again, overnight.
Yeah, you were too tired to do anything.
Really, we were. And we basically just played games. We met the teams, the team players, the coaches. We got really good connections within the college basketball world.
Nice.
So
they're going to be
really
watching
good.
You.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really fun.
That sounds fantastic. And so then now let's just break this down now. So you went as... Going into your freshman year?
Mm-hmm. So I was 13.
You were 14 mm-hmm. years old. You go off to basketball camp.
Yes, ma'am.
You rock it, clearly.
Yes.
You impress the coach, who's like, let me put this freshman on my varsity team,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty humongous, because there are not a lot of freshmen on varsity
team. There was only two.
Yeah. So now you're going to be, like, looked at by colleges and stuff, because they're looking at you like, who is she? And they're going to have a lot of years to
mm-hmm.
watch. You. So I would say that was a pretty good payout for doing a week of volunteer work at the Art Center with children.
And every time I do get something from Skajaja, like I got ballet funding because I also used to dance because sports and I think dancing.
Girl, what don't you do? You're musical, you're athletic.
I don't sing.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out more about the Skajaja Fund. You are listening to Kristen Heemstra with the Art of Potential Show.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra with The Art of Potential Show. We have a great show. We are talking about Chapel Hill's own Skajaja Fund. And we have Charlotte White here. Now, Charlotte, we were just talking about some of the great programs that Christy Richardson and Aisha Davidson and Chris Dargan have done. Can you tell us a little bit about how the funding works?
Okay. We started with nothing. So what we decided to do was, my husband and I decided that the one thing we know how to do is throw a party.
And we know go to your strengths, people. Always go to your strengths.
We know how to throw a party, and we know how to market something, because that's my other life, is I'm a graphic designer and I do marketing. So we decided first year, we said, we're going to have a, we call it the Beach Shack Broil. He used to have a catering business when we lived in Hilton Head, and all he did was low country boils, which is the shrimp, sausage, corn kind of stew thing. So we said, we're going to get a band, and we're going to have this dinner, and we're going to raise money. And that's what we've done pretty much every year. I guess we've had five. And then we do some other little fundraising things throughout the year and donations and...
That's so you it. Have this low country boil. When? What time of year is
we it? We have it in October. Mm-hmm. In the first 4 years, we had it at the Lake Hogan Farms Clubhouse, which mm-hmm. was a great venue, but it had to be outdoors, and mm-hmm. the weather was a little stressful, mm-hmm. whether it was going to be cold or rainy or whatever. So last year, we had it at the Legion Post, and it was awesome. We transformed it decoration-wise. It's like this little fishing village kind of theme, and it just was great. We had a band, and we were inside, so the weather wasn't an issue. And pretty much whatever we make from that event is mm-hmm. what we have to give away for that school year. And then the other monies we make throughout the year kind of pay for our administration and stuff like that, and donations. So that's our big push every fall, is to see how much we can make during that one night. And the last few years, we've made anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000. So
fantastic.
It's been good, except that this year and last year, it's good because we have people requesting money all year. It used to be just in the spring for camp. And it was all, we had lots of money going into March and April. And now we have more and more requests, even first semester, just for...
What types of things are people asking for?
We do things for, we've had like orchestra field trips, a lot of field trips. Like Morse Grove does this great Sound to Sea field trip for all their fifth graders, and it's like a 3 day, they go down to the coast. So it's, you know, it costs some money. And then some of the high school, a lot of the high schoolers start asking earlier. And they also are good planners for spring break trips and some camps that they're going to be doing. And so some tutoring, various things. But I think the more we go and meet in the fall and remind the family specialists and guidance counselors that we're here.
Yep.
And so then we just start getting
More requests
earlier.
As people are talking about it.
Right.
Have you funded any international trips?
We have. We one girl went to China.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a couple people have gone to China. With a girl from Smith went to China last year, and I think there was one from East. There's another. There's a few of them where they have these group trips during spring break and stuff, which are.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
I didn't
experience.
Have opportunities
no!
like that.
I know. Charlotte and I both went to the high school when there was only one high school. I don't remember any of that.
I don't either. I'm pretty sure I didn't have a passport before I graduated from high school. But it's great. I mean, that they're given these opportunities and, you know.
So do kids have to show up with any money? Will you fund the entire thing?
It really depends. What I tell people is, because sometimes they'll call and go, well, how much will you give them? And I say, just ask for what you want or need. Right. And then we try, you know, it is first come, first serve. So a lot of kids, we fund the whole thing. But some of the, I have to say, some of the high school things tend to get up to almost $1,000.
Right, they do, yeah.
And a lot of times we can't, but we try to help them. On the application, it also asks, where else are you trying to find money? And so a lot of times they have other ways that they're trying to get money. And sometimes we're like, okay, we can give you this, but if you can't get the rest, come back to us. Because we're trying to fund as many kids as we can. But at the same time, we don't want someone not being able to do something because we didn't give them the extra $100 that they needed.
Well, that is a great philosophy to go with. Where are you finding kids are getting the other funding?
Public School Foundation has their... Oh. They have a fund that... Achievers Fund, I think it's called, which is similar.
Mm-hmm.
The organizations have scholarships, like the Y does scholarships, yep. Or, you know, some of the town of Chapel Hill has sliding scale kinds of things.
They do for their programs.
You know, so there's just different
means.
You know, some kids are fundraising, you know, well, I'm trying to raise the money, this much of it, if you could help me do the rest. And
so I'm going to ask our panel of elite experts here. Where did you all get funding for your programs anywhere besides Skajaja?
I did.
This is Aisha.
Yes. I got help from, I'm also in Blue Ribbon Mentoring yep. Advocacy Program, which is great. And they give out money too. So
did you go to campaigns or did you do other programs with Blue Ribbon?
I think tennis camp was funded a couple years for Blue Ribbon.
Where did you go to tennis camp?
Chapel Hill Tennis Club. It was just a day camp, but it was a lot of fun.
Oh, no. That would have value, I would assume. Yep. And did your game improve dramatically?
It did. I got a serious tan.
Yeah. Because you're out in the sun all day long, mm-hmm. I would imagine. And are you playing tennis now?
Not as much as I should be, but
yeah. Yep, still doing it.
It's fun mm-hmm. to try all these different things. That's what I love. But people are trying lots of different things. Mm-hmm. Band camp and basketball camp and dance camp.
Ballet
and,
camp.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I like. That
it is because things have changed a little bit in that you see kids more pigeonholed in whatever the activity is that they're going into. And they're kind of like, they do soccer camp and then they do travel soccer and then they do, you know, soccer on top of their soccer.
Right.
Kind of a thing. So it really is nice to see some diversity in that. Chris, besides Spoken Revolution and doing that trip, have you done any other things like that?
Honestly, no. Nah, I mean, I bike for fun, but I haven't gone on another long
Oh, trip dude, like that trip was long.
Yeah.
No, it was.
Yeah.
You were riding down south in the middle of the summer.
Exactly. It was so hot. Yeah.
You and the pavement, one.
Exactly. No shade.
Nope. I would imagine that would be quite an experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to learn more about the Skajaja Fund.
And now it's time for The Professionals, local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. We started in 1993 here in Chapel Hill. We have 11 locations throughout the Triangle and Triad. In 2000, I bought a very large independent agency, and instead of naming it the Mark Vitale Agency, believe it or not, my 8-year-old son came up with this idea, "Dad, why don't you just call it All About Insurance?" All About Insurance just sounded exactly who we are. We're all about insurance. We know all about insurance, all lines. We are the leaders in auto, home, financial services. We have a health insurance company. We try to do everything well, and we try to teach our people continuously of the new things that are happening. They're always learning what's next and what's going to come in the future. I believe that it's a profession. It's not a job. And when my people come to work, that they need to believe that they are doing something that is honorable. We talk to you and see what you need for insurance. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra, and we are talking about the Skajaja Fund, this amazing program based on the Pay It Forward concept, where kids who are interested do some type of service project, and for their involvement, they get money to do something fun, like camp. We're talking to a bunch of folks right now, and I will say I know for a fact that Skajaja only funds really fun stuff because I've tried to hit them up for things that are not fun, and they're like, no, we do fun stuff.
You know. We do tutoring and things like that, too, though.
No, you do.
School-related.
You do, yes, academically related. But anyway, so I would like to go to our elite panel of guests here, and from you all, I would like to know what your recommendation is, or what's your opinion about Skajaja Fund, and how has it, you know, that impacted your view and what you tell people about it? So let's start with you, Chrissy.
Well, I think you should especially take advantage of your resources that you have around you. Mm-hmm. And Skajaja is a really good resource that could really change your life with whatever you decide to do with the money. So I think it's a really good program to look into. And you meet some really good people within the organization itself and through the people that you meet from your experiences you get from it.
So it broadens your life in a bunch of different ways, mm-hmm. not just from your experience with whatever they fund, but also the people that you meet as part of the Skajaja Fund.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Miss Aisha?
The idea of Pay It Forward itself is just kind of amazing and brilliant. I don't know. Mm-hmm. 'Cause a lot of kids, I think, would like to help. And I think it's great that you're asking them to do something in return for the service that you're giving them. So I know for me personally, getting the money and the funds to do something that's exciting and different that I wouldn't have the chance to do before, and then being asked to do something for somebody else, it's enrichment, I think.
Does it make you value your experience more? Yes. We're getting a lot of head nods. Yes. So it's better than just getting someone to pay for something. Mm-hmm. It's like you're more invested when you've had to.
Going off of what Aisha said, I think if you do something in return, you appreciate it more, because sometimes people tend to take things for granted. So when you have to do something in return, it's not like, oh, let me get this money and then I have to go do something. But it's more like, let me be appreciative and grateful for it, because not everybody has a chance to be able to get this money. So if you do, you should definitely be able to be grateful and do something back for it.
Plus, getting to do your own service projects gives you a lot of pride in yourself. Like, I also did a canned food drive over the holidays, like last year, not last Christmas, but the Christmas before that. And that was a lot of fun. I hauled in all of these bags, these plastic bags of cans, pounds and pounds of them. And they got weighed up, and it was like, it was heavy. It was a lot.
Did you go to the food bank?
Yes.
Yeah, and they put it on that big scale?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing, like hundreds of pounds. And you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you.
Somebody. Yep.
Yeah, so you did a food drive to get your... That's very cool. And Chris, what about you?
Well, the Skajaja, it's a great program. It gives kids who may not have had that opportunity to do something to really do something that they're interested in. You know, it doesn't... There aren't, like, strict guidelines to what you can use the money for. So you can use it for something that really interests you.
And, which is really nice.
Yeah, it really is. And once you get it, you're so appreciative. Like, you're more than happy to, you know, pay it forward. And that's also good, because it's not like you have to just volunteer at one spot. You can do whatever. You can volunteer however you want to. So it really gives, you know, it gives you your own choice to how you want to use the money and what you want to do to pay it forward. And I just think it's a great program.
That's well said. There's a nice amount of latitude, so that it really is customizable to whatever you're trying to do, whereas a lot of programs have really rigid guidelines that only do certain things.
Yeah, exactly.
So are any of you all looking at sending in any requests anytime soon?
Well, I'm grateful that my request
I know we found that
for basketball
just yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking into going to England next year. So
nice.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Trouble.
Is that with school?
Yes. And it'll be $3,000, right?
I think so. But there's like a payment planner or something. So.
And I already have ideas for my service project. So
I have to. Can I say one thing?
Oh, please do. Yeah.
One thing that she was the first person and one of the only people that has ever, like, she sent us this notebook with, like, photos and, like, thank you so much. And here's me at camp and here's me doing my food drive. And it was just awesome that she took the time to do that and give that to us, besides all the pay it forward that she did. But we actually got to see it because that's what we love to see, the, you know, feedback and pictures. And so,
well, it gives you a concrete sense of meaning for what you're doing.
Right.
It's like you can look at it and see,
wow, she had fun.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's what I just love to hear, you know, hear back from them and see.
Now, Chris, did you send them any pictures from your trip?
I don't know if I...
I got to see the slideshow.
Yeah, and so she got to see a couple of pictures and stuff, so...
They came to my Rotary group,
too. Oh, perfect.
So
I was going to say, I mean, I got in there. Yeah, you gotta do that one. So, okay, Charlotte, I'm sure all of our listeners out there are very excited to learn more about how they can get involved. And I would hope that you can tell them.
We are always looking for people because the more requests we get and the bigger we get, the more things we need help with. And so we're always looking for help. We have a website, skajajafund.org.
S-K-J-A-J-A.
Fund.
Fund.org.
And only just today did I figure out what that meant.
Yeah, I remember it was names.
Yes.
Well, I will have a link to there on the Art of Potential's website so you can find out.
And yes. So it's usually me if you call or you email, you're going to get me. But we do have, we're getting a bigger pool of people, which is really what we need more than anything. I mean, money's always good too, but the people to help is what we're really looking for. And
is there like a board meeting where you decide who's going to get funded for what?
We do every month. There's only five of us, and like you said, the process is easy. We get applications, and at the end of the month, the five of us get together, and we say yes, usually, to almost all of them. You know, if we can't do the whole thing, we at least try to do partial, and then we tell them within a week or two, yes, you know, and that's it. And then we do it again the next month, just to try to control, you know. It's easy for everyone.
It does. And I will tell you, just again, from my experience in working with Skajaja, you've got about a month delay before you'll know one way or another, like Charlotte said. So it's not a place to go to if you're looking for an immediate fund to go do rainbow soccer or whatever. It does. There is a delay on it.
Right.
So if people want to get involved, they can give you money. They can volunteer their time. Sounds like you can always use someone to do a fundraiser or two.
Yes, you can come to our fundraisers. You can also, I send out periodically. I try to do it quarterly, but I send out an e-blast newsletter that tries to tell, you know, what we have coming up and who we fund, you know, what we funded lately and things like that, but.
And they do fund across the spectrum. So we had high school students in here, but you fund elementary, middle, and high school.
Chapel Hill and Carrboro only.
Chapel Hill, Carrboro only. You can get in touch with the family specialist at your school, the school social worker. They'll have information on it.
They have the applications. The applications are online also.
Okay.
But you do, the parent, the child, and the family specialist all have to sign it, or the guidance counselor. All three of those people, so that everyone's on the same page.
Which is a good idea.
Yeah. And we actually have a Spanish version, and someone that we have a volunteer that has offered to translate for us, and that's been helpful. So
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, I would like to thank everyone for coming in and talking with me about their experiences in this wonderful program.
Thanks for having us. Thank you. So much fun.
This is Kristen Heemstra. You have just listened to the Art of Potential show. Please be sure to go like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.